Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
All right, thanks for being with us. We have Claudia Collins today on the show. It's kind of a media podcast. Full disclosure, I am so geeked because tomorrow Claudia is going to be a mom. Tomorrow is the day. And so I wanted to chop it up with Claudia in a sense. And I asked her, I just want to talk to you about your process over the last 9 months. When she told me last April, and we had some conversations about, how much do you want to work? Where do you want to be? Should you be on sidelines at games as it gets further along? Because sidelines at games, you can get trucked if you're not paying attention. And she's taken it all the way down to the day before. And she's still doing stuff today, which is cool. So we're going to have Claudia with us. We will chop it up on a media podcast. There's one person on our team that has guessed the name of the child. We're also going to talk about the high school, the championship game on the open division between Liberty and Centennial, her thoughts on that. That is with Claudia Collins. That is right around the corner. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business through the years. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We do appreciate their ongoing support. I'm leaning a little bit today towards hoops on the college end, because that's just who I am. But there is a really good NFL game tonight. Dallas and Seattle is tonight. I'm very much looking forward to this. Dallas is one of those teams that the league wants Dallas to be relevant. They do. If the Cowboys are relevant, they get a bigger audience because those fans are the biggest bunch of bandwagon jumpers that there are. If the Cowboys are good, we're the Cowboys. If the Cowboys are bad, well, it's the referee's fault. That's that kind of fan base. It is. That's very much front-running fans. And so Seattle, on the other hand, those people, they are diehard, diehard. They get into it, and they're all about it. And Seattle's had an up-and-down season. The Cowboys have rolled so far. So I think it's an interesting matchup that will be tonight. I watched some of the Suns game last night. You're like, Brad, don't you just bang on NBA basketball in November? Yeah, I do, but I wanted to see Kevin Durant play, and then Devin Booker twists an ankle, and they lose a game against Toronto. They shouldn't lose, but they did. Toronto's better than their record. I will give them that in watching last night. Booker's injury, that's the length of an NBA season. That's why I like this play-in, playoff, midseason thing we're supposed to get all excited about. No, I don't care. Please just be healthy around the 1st of April. That's it. I don't need anything else in December. I don't need it. Don't need it. So we're gluttons. We just want our basketball year round. We're going to ask these top flight performers to play in Toronto on a Tuesday night in November and still be ready to go in May. That's a grind, man. That's a grind. So they're home to Denver tomorrow night. And that's a game of interest. They're actually home until the middle of December. I'm going to find my way down there in the next couple weeks to a couple games. I know that next Tuesday I'm going to be a hoopaholic and end up at GCU. GCU hosts San Diego State on Tuesday night. San Diego State was a runner-up to the national championship in March Madness. We have March Madness here in April. Looking forward to that. And so there's no good reason to not be there at GCU to see how the Havocs handle San Diego State. Looking forward to that. Speaking of the Havocs, last night they played a game where there were 71 free throws shot and 54 fouls called. And I was talking to somebody who's in the referee circles, and this person told me that GCU was just very, very physical, which is interesting that Coach Drew is going that direction. I think a Monday show, we will have Paul Coro with us from GCU to preview the game. Arizona State, they won last night. Jose Perez had a good evening. On the college football scene, Jalen Conyers leaves Arizona State. Not surprised. I would actually have predicted that at the start of the season. And Bo Baldwin is out as our offensive coordinator. That is not a surprise. I would say to you that it's always better to move on than to say I made a mistake. Kenny Dillingham, it's been a year. Earlier this week, it was the one-year anniversary of Kenny coming on campus at ASU. And he made a mistake. This isn't an attack on Bo Baldwin. It's not. But just that's who Kenny brought in, and it didn't work out very early on. And so they part ways after one season. You're better off, because there are some people who are like, oh, they can't afford to get rid of him. Well, you can't afford to have people on your staff that are not performing how you want. Tomorrow night, I will be watching Oregon against Washington. I'm sure you will too. On Saturday night, I will not be at the high school championship games. Part of that is the AIA has this beyond ridiculous new ruling of hoarding the media over into a corner, not letting us do our job. Wrote David Hines a letter on it, and I haven't heard back from David, which is fine. It's fine. But I'm not about to go stand in a corner and not be allowed to have access. It's just silly on a high school level. And plus, there's plenty of great college football on the championship games. I want to see Michigan and Iowa and all that stuff. So that'll be on Saturday night. Our whole team, though, will be out at, outside of Claudia, will be out at the games this weekend out at Sun Devil Stadium. The Cardinals are playing at Pittsburgh. The really interesting thing here is just their draft position. I'm thinking that on the site, we're going to start doing path to the draft earlier. Usually we do that around January, given how bad the team is and the fact they have two first round picks. I think it's probably time to do that. It's easy to put up Marvin Harrison Jr. as who they should take at number two. I don't want to turn it into clickbait because that's what a lot of these draft things are, just clickbait. So try to go a little bit deeper on that. And that's about it. Claudia Collins is next. We're going to chop it up. Claudia and I, she is giving birth tomorrow. And her process of doing her job, balancing, she also teaches over at Arizona State on the sports media side. That is Claudia Collins, and that is next. So let me take a minute to talk to you about Goodwill. Through the last couple of months, I've been talking about it's that time of year where, I don't know about you, the Sesmats, we're now empty nesters, four kids. I have stacks of shoes of through the years with sports. Me growing up with a single mom and me being a big guy, I needed shoes. And I didn't know where I was going to get them. We could not afford brand new. We could afford gently used. And that's what makes me think about Goodwill now. We take several loads over to Goodwill near us. There's three locations near us just out here in the Southeast Valley within like 5 miles. One's on our way to church, one's around the corner, another's about 3 miles down the road. Very simple, very easy, very friendly, and you're gonna help somebody out. Pay it forward, right? And it's simple. You pull right up to Goodwill, you take those shoes that have, the kids outgrew them. You know what I'm talking about. You see them around your house, right? In the jerseys and all the athletic gear. Think about it. Give back. Give at Goodwill. We appreciate Goodwill and their support. As promised, she, of course, is Claudia Collins, and she is nice enough to join us as we are taping this. You're about 24 hours from giving birth, right?
If that's what you can call it in this scenario, yep, I should be at the hospital at exactly this time of recording tomorrow is my report time to the hospital.
And how are you feeling? How are you feeling today?
Very anxious and ready. Yeah. It definitely feels like it's been 9+ months of waiting. And I don't know, it's hard to describe what I'm feeling. I'm also not like fully awake yet because I'm just exhausted these days. So yeah, my thoughts for the day haven't settled in, but I'm sure I won't be sleeping very much tonight.
Of course, Claudia Collins does the recruiting roundup. She does On the Rocks. She's a great teammate. She is all about town. You and I, when we talked about this initially, I think we both agreed that let's just see how this plays out before you decide to punch out. You know, for it's, I'm going to lay low. You haven't laid low. Why?
It's been I don't want to call it a distraction because it's not like I need to be distracted from like being pregnant and what I'm feeling and stuff. But it's definitely, I think overall, like keeping up my routine and my life has been like very good for me throughout this pregnancy, which has its like has definitely had its hard moments, mm-hmm, or days. But like I've continued to like work out and go to the gym all pregnancy except for this past week, just because sicknesses are going around and I didn't want to expose myself to that. And like, I'm just a very routine oriented person. So sticking to teaching, sticking to doing the recruiting roundup. And it was definitely in a different capacity this year because I was quickly realizing that like keeping up with football games on the sidelines was like not reasonable when I was waddling around. And I was on the sidelines.
Let me just jump in on that. So we like to pull the curtain back here on occasion. And it's fair to say that I wasn't happy that you were down on the sidelines after a while.
Yes, right? Totally fair. Yes.
And look, I get it. You want to be down there, but the last thing that you need is to just be looking at your phone because a text is coming in, or you're looking at your camera about something that you captured or something. Somebody's asked you something and a kid runs into you. Like, that's the last thing that, but you fought me on it. It was fine.
No, I want to state for the record that you made the right call early on. Like, it hadn't even occurred to me before the football season when you had mentioned, like, are you sure you want to be on the sidelines? Like, what if you got hit? And I was like, wow, I hadn't even mentally gotten to that place yet. And like, I think, I mean, anyone who does this, like, has almost been hit on the sidelines or has been hit on the sidelines at some point. And I think it took, like, first of all, you had highly encouraged me not to be on the sidelines. And I just somehow found myself on the sidelines accidentally the first half of the season.
Which is fine.
Yes.
Good job. It's fine. But it was just me simply raising my hand saying, are you sure you should be down the sideline? At some point, I don't know if that's the best idea for you. I never was saying you can't do this. It was just merely like, I don't know. I've seen people get trucked that are just not, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens on a high school. So a lot of stuff happens on a high school sidelines. It's narrow. There's a lot of people that have no business being there on the sidelines, by the way. And somehow they end up being there. And people like yourself who do belong there. How did you find doing your job over these last few months? Was it any different? I mean, some people be like, well, Brad, what are you doing going down this path with her? I just feel like from a process standpoint, you know, as much as I've gotten to know you and admire the work that you do, did you have to change anything about your process? Because I didn't see it.
No, I feel like I totally had to change things, honestly, because I think once I concluded on my own, it didn't make sense to be on the sidelines. Like, I feel like what people might not realize is, like, the benefit of being on the sidelines is being around the coaches, the players, seeing them, like, interact with each other. Mm-hmm. And other media members, like, and I feel like Arizona high school football media is really special, where, like, we don't all work for the same place, but we all, like, really care. And so, like, sometimes interacting, sorry, my cats are totally distracting me right now.
I love the cats. Where are the cats? Bring them over.
They are trying to tear apart my table. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Claudia Collins is with us for a couple of minutes. This is live to tape. She is the child.
One second.
She is the child, and tomorrow she's going to be a mom. And she is giving birth tomorrow, and she has been nice enough to jump on in here with cats going, oh, that's great. Spray the cat.
Wow.
I love that. That is awesome.
This is what my table looks like now as a result of them attacking everything on it. But awesome. I don't want to get too off topic. So
it's fine.
But
I love being off topic. Let's go off topic. What's under the tree? Let's just be all off topic, Claudia. Come on. No, back to topic. We're talking about you doing process.
Yeah, I think, like, I just had to interact with people differently, which is, like, honestly kind of one of the benefits of, like, having gone through COVID is, like, we've already learned how to, like, work remotely, and we tried out live streaming during the football games towards the end of the season, which was really great for me because I was able to sit at home, monitor multiple games, like, keep up with other socials, put together a live stream show where we were updating scores and kind of taking it from that approach. And it made recruiting roundup, like, I definitely miss going out to games for recruiting roundup because that's when I really got that FaceTime with players. So I think it was just kind of like I pulled out the skills that I got during COVID, truly.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to put it. You kept teaching all the way to the end, right? How did that go?
It was exhausting. I'm very happy I did it. But I definitely found myself, like, more mentally drained, which the fall, like, is a lot of work because that's, like, busy season. I feel like that's where everything's happening. But I'm happy I continued with it as always. And It was really cool. I had my last day of class on Tuesday and my students gifted me like a whole, like basically threw me a mini baby shower,
awesome.
Which was, I was trying not to cry, which I cried a little bit, but it was just really cool. And like kind of made me feel ready to be a mom, as weird as that is. But I was like, if I have 20 students who like are 20 years old and like took the time to like shop for me and like write me the sweetest card that I will probably keep forever, like made me feel like, okay, I'm doing something right. Like maybe I am ready to have a kid.
Well, we were planning a Sports 360 AZ baby shower all the way back in, I don't know, summertime I'm talking about. And then somehow the Diamondbacks decided to go all the way through October. And somehow,
I'll take that.
I mean, somehow we wake up, it's like, it's almost December and she's giving birth this week. So there's stuff coming. I'll just put it to you. I know some of your teammates sent you some things, but,
yes.
but it's coming. Have you looked at people in the industry, moms within the industry? And have you studied them a little bit on how they kept going in this industry? Because this is not an industry that's normal. You have nights, you have weekends, you have holidays. You're going to be on sidelines. You're going to be on your feet. You're going to be at places where you may miss things with your family. So I'm just curious, as you're going into motherhood tomorrow, Claudia with child is giving birth tomorrow. Have you studied or talked to anybody about the next phase in terms of career?
I definitely have always followed female sports reporters who are moms. Like, I think that's always been something I've been interested in. So I look at some of the top reporters that we see nationally. And then,
spray the cat. Yeah, spray the
spray bottle. Okay.
It's really good.
I won't use this on our child, but. And then in the industry, there are two moms that I could probably point out that were mentors to me when I was at my first real big internship in Washington, D.C. with NBC Sports. And those are people that I've reached out to. And I mean, honestly, I think what it comes down to is just having support. And I'm lucky I have a supportive husband and we haven't figured out daycare, which is pretty much what everybody does. And we're just kind of, honestly, everyone has said you don't know what you're going to do until the time comes and it happens. And that's kind of our approach. One second.
Is this the cat again? I want to see the cat go in the Christmas tree, actually.
An absolute menace.
I want to see the menace. What is the name of your menace?
So if you've ever watched Powderpuff Girls, the villain in it is named Mojo Jojo.
Yeah.
And we actually named him Mojo Jojo before we realized he was insane. So it's the most fitting name ever.
Would Mojo climb into the Christmas tree just on camera for us? Because that'd be the best thing ever. That'd be the best to knock the tree over. And that's
how I'll absolutely try, but I will not let him.
On a serious note, I mean, this is all serious stuff, because I'm not going to bug you tomorrow. Like the last few weeks, I feel like I've been hovering. How's it going? What's new? How's it going? What's new? The high school championship games, Saturday. You're going to be there, right? Just kidding. What do you think? What do you think from a distance of the Open? And because you've been on the sidelines and you have visited some, I don't know if you're as plugged in on the games. I'm sure you are, but what do you think about this championship weekend?
I am super excited about it. I'm sorry. I know that's very distracting. That's an ornament that was taken down from the tree. The Open division specifically, I want to say that I predicted several weeks ago, and I have the worst record in quick picks, which is the Bleacher Talk pick-ems that we do with Jordan Spurgeon and Bruce Cooper. And I have I'm 10 games back. I'm doing awful, which we can maybe blame me not being on the sidelines and me always choosing the team with the most D1 recruits. And that's just the math doesn't math there.
Sure.
But I did at least predict the Open Division championship game a few weeks back. And I think it's going to be really cool. I love that this is a West Side Open. And we're not supposed to root for teams. I will be happy with either result. I think there's really cool stories on both sides. For me, I think the cool thing with Liberty is they've kind of been, since I've been here covering high school football, like they've just been on the cusp of this every single season and kind of underrated every single season. And it's kind of like, okay, finally they're here. And then with Centennial, obviously with Richard Taylor, just the success of that he's had as a high school football coach and being one of the winningest coaches in the country is really cool. And obviously adding an open state title to that is really awesome. So I mean, I picked Liberty to win it all, if that says anything. And I think that just goes back to the game that they closed out the regular season with. And Liberty's offense is just unstoppable, and that's even against Centennial with an awesome defense. So that's my open prediction.
All right. Before I get you out of here, I'm going to play a name game with you. I'm going to throw a name at you, and then it pops into your head. Cody Cameron.
Just what pops into my head?
Yeah.
He's an encyclopedia.
Chili.
Really down to earth.
Eric Sorensen.
Oh my gosh. I want to reuse encyclopedia because he truly is, but he's very caring. He wants to help everybody. And I think he is a great example of what all of us want to do long-term.
And he knows the name of this child. He's the only one, right?
So no, some people have guessed.
Okay.
So right. I can give you an opportunity with the name game. I always give the same three hints.
Okay.
Three guesses.
We know it's a girl. We know it's a girl.
Yes. Her name will start with R.
R.
It's a gender neutral name. And there's a female celebrity with the name.
Oh, come on. It's early in the morning for me on this. And Eric got it. Did he get it like that?
No, we separated on the sidelines, and then like 30 minutes later, he circled back to me and he was like, yep, you got it.
That sounds like Eric. I will think on that for a bit. Let me throw a few more names at you. Eliav Gabay.
Oh my gosh. A lot of words came to mind. Good words, all of them. Team player.
Jordan Spurgeon.
Man.
That's a tough one.
Because he's also such a team player. Like a Swiss Army knife.
That's a good one. Devin Henry.
Also a Swiss Army knife, but... Is it bad that the first thing that came to mind is NASCAR just because I
immediately? I don't think that's bad. I think that's.
I'll just say voice. Like he's just the voice.
Bruce Cooper.
Oh, also a voice. Happy. That guy is always happy.
Claudia Collins with us for a couple of minutes. Claudia is giving birth tomorrow. We're super excited for her. I cannot think of the name. I know you've given me hints, and it's just not coming. I have another name I'll throw at you, and that's Jordan Hamm. Where's Jordan Hamm? What happens when he pops into your head? Because you can go a lot of ways with Jordan Hamm.
That's for sure. Aside from being one of the funniest guys on the team, I would probably say the word mentor for him, whether he knows it or not. Especially, you know, he was like the connection I kind of had to you into 360 AZ. He's someone who's, you know, I met when I was in my master's program at Cronkite and definitely encouraged me and was a big support for me. And then having done recruiting roundup before me, like he was kind of my immediate go-to when I was switching over to covering high school football more closely. And he also has taught before me. So when it comes to teaching at ASU, like he's someone I've gone to for advice. So everything that I'm doing, he's already done like a year or two ahead of me. So it's like the perfect mentorship relationship. So that's the first word I would come up with for him.
Anybody else that I haven't mentioned, you're like, you know, big life event. I wouldn't be in that space. You mentioned your husband earlier. Anybody in the media side around town that you're like, this person's really gone out of their way to help me out. It's been cool.
I'm trying to think if like there's any one specific person I really want to point out. I mean, everybody's been so supportive and so nice. I'm trying to think though, like, honestly, I think what it comes down to is like when I've gone out to high school games, it's like, honestly, the parents that are on the sidelines, like whether it's even like cheerleading coaches or this or that, like, I can't tell you, like, I guess when you're pregnant, everybody offers you free water, which is great in Arizona, but like, especially early in the season, like when people could tell that I was like, people are just so much more accommodating and so nice and like want to help. So I think like, that's not the answer you were looking for with media, but parents and coaching staffs and everybody has been so nice to me. One person I will point out, Conrad Hamilton, the coach at Desert Mountain, has been like one of like the most outspokenly, like, I hope you're doing well. Like, thinking about you, we're so excited for you. And I think it's really cool when, you know, the coaches are also congratulating, and there's others as well, but, I think just in that space, that's what comes to mind.
Who have I left out that you're in the high school circles with? You're like, without this person, or this person has just been a game changer for me.
I think you're fishing here, but I would obviously say you.
No, I'm not fishing.
I'm joking. I know you're not. But I would say the best for you. Everyone, yeah. I know the whole team is very happy to have you as a boss, and you don't even let us call you that. But
no, I don't. That's just a weird term. No, but I think that there's just people like Paula and Jody are people that, as you've gone into this business, I've mentioned to them, and I think you've saddled up alongside of them, because look at you. If we're being real with each other, as I like to be, Claudia, it was about 3 years ago now, right?
Yeah, very close.
I talked to her on the phone, and you were this close to punching out, in my opinion. Well, am I wrong? I'm not putting words in your mouth.
I definitely was done with local television, like in the traditional sense. I was done with that. I don't think I was ready to leave, like, sports journalism, but I was definitely done with the way I was, what I was experiencing.
And here you are, on the nest, so to speak, and you're married, you have a nice home, your family, you're doing On the Rocks, you're doing recruiting roundup, you're doing high school, you're teaching, you're well regarded, you're well liked, you're well respected all around town. I mean, it's like, this is pretty cool to see you and where you're going next, in my opinion. So
I think it's all, honestly, like, I feel at home in Arizona, which I think it like comes down to that, is like, I like just feel like I want to live here. I'm motivated to be here. I like the jobs I have here. I like the people I'm surrounded by. So it's kind of like it's interesting to like give credit to like a state, but I think as someone who's moved around a lot, like, I realize like my environment is what makes me happy or will make or break me. And I'm just motivated to stay long term. So
no, I think reflecting before a big life event, which tomorrow is going to be, is good. And it's cool because I know you're wide open. A lot of people wouldn't do this, what you and I are doing right now. A lot of people are like, nah, that's not going to happen. But I knew that you'd have some deep stuff, and I appreciate your deepness. I am not going to hear from you until March.
You'll definitely be getting a baby update. The whole team will be from the hospital.
I am betting. I guess we should pick a date. I am betting that somewhere around February 1st, I'm going to get a, hey, I got an idea. Maybe late February. Maybe. Nothing in December, nothing in January. And if that happens, I'm just going to be like, I'll be like back on the sidelines with you. Like, what are you doing? Go be a mom. Go enjoy it. So we love you. We care about you. We're excited for you. And I appreciate you taking the time to chop it up with me, something a little different on the media podcast.